Beautiful music was Broken Chords by Jill Mattson from her new CD, Paint Your Soul. You can enjoy other music by Jill at jillswingsoflight.com. You're tuned in to BBS Radio. This is the voice of the people. I'm Sherry Edwards, your host for the next hour of Sound Health Radio. We certainly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to join us. On this show, we attempt to bring you information and ideas in support of self-health. There's lots of wonderful people waiting out there in the world to help you, and there's certainly enough sick people to go around. So today, we're going to bring you another one of those wonderful people. Today, we'll have Lee Gerdes. He's written a new book called Limitless You, The Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Brain. That book isn't even on the shelves yet. We're going to get a sneak preview. It'll be available to the public on March 13th, I think. We'll see if Lee will verify that. He's going to share with us the ideas that the brain is not what we think it is and how the brain is not hardwired for anything and how the brain can rewire itself through the concept of neuroplasticity. We'll be with Lee Gerdes in just a minute, but first we have a few announcements from our sponsor, the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. As most of you know, the Institute sponsors research and creates computer programs designed to take a sample of your voice, about 30 seconds, and use those frequencies to tell you about your emotions, your biochemistry, your body, your whole physical structure. Our latest project is with the Army. Using vocal prints, we look at the possible damage suffered by soldiers who were harmed by close proximity bomb blasts. So through a vocal print, we can look at the proteins that the brain puts out when it becomes damaged, and we're then able to provide low-frequency sound back to those soldiers to help them return to optimal wellness. With this current war, traumatic brain injury has certainly become a topic of national concern. In that project with the Army, we were also asked to look for any biochemical issues that may be associated with post-traumatic stress disorder that often accompanies the traumatic brain injury. So part of our charge was to develop a training program that would allow us to use some of our inner sense software to check for issues that may have a physical basis rather than a psychological one. We hope you can join us in our quest by downloading our free software, absolutely free. And it's found at nanovoice.org. No questions asked. Just download the software. We don't even ask you for your email address. People ask us, why are we doing that? You know, how can we afford it? Well, we can't afford for you not to have it. It's very important to us that people realize that the brain really tells us what's going on through the frequencies of our own voice. And we think that it's so important that we're going to provide free classes with that free software. It's a two-hour-long class taught online. So if you want to help us bring vocal profiling to the world, which is that's taking a sample and looking what those frequencies mean, please write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com or call us at 740-698-9119, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, 9 to 5. You could also visit our website, and that's Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sound.com. For any of you a little more research-oriented, we have another website of research articles called JBAB, justicebadappleboy.org. That's our online journal. We will not be broadcasting tonight, although we do broadcast our Thursday show, but you really just don't need to see me sitting here talking into a microphone. And that's all it'd be, just a talking head. But you could join us on Thursday for our other show, Vocal Profiling Live, and you can watch and learn how to do vocal profiling using just your computer and a microphone. At the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, we think we've helped create a doorway to new medicine, and we hope you'll join us by taking advantage of these programs and classes. Okay, that's enough announcement. Lee Gerdes has a breadth of experience in education, as I was reading through his material. From a systems analyst to a pastoral counselor, he studied math and physics and holds advanced degrees in divinity. He's with us tonight. He's the author of Limitless You, The Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Brain. He says he created this book because he wanted more happiness and less stress in his life. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about your book and why you wrote it.
Limitless You is an opportunity for me to express what we've seen from dozens of people around the world. So we have a number of, you know, case histories in the book and talk about how people's imbalances cause them, those imbalanced brains cause them to manifest certain pathologies. And we talk about that in terms of when we usually see a problem in life, we'll often be quick to judge the problem or diagnose it based on the symptoms or on the manifestation of the problem we see. And particularly if it's in other people, we're quick to do that. and if that other person is using drugs, or if they are socially inappropriate to the extent that they're breaking the law, we are even quicker to judge them and harsher to judge them. But what we've seen is that people will act based on the imbalance that they have more often than not. So what we're saying is, when we went into a medium security prison, for example, we looked at men who were in that medium security prison. We looked at the balances of their brain. Those, if you could consider, one side would say 10, the other side would say 45. So they had a 450% differential.
How'd we get so unbalanced?
There are a lot of reasons for that, but when today, if you would read biology reports for those biologists who study the rings of a tree and weather patterns, you would see that you can take a tree, cut it down on a shore somewhere, and an old tree, you could read weather patterns from the rings of that tree back thousands of years. Well, from a brain pattern, you can do a very similar thing. And when you look at the brain pattern, you can see where there has been traumas that have caused the imbalance in this individual. Now, we don't know what the source of the traumas are, but we do know the kind or category of the trauma. And one category of trauma that we look at is a category of trauma that we see that the brain indicates it's in a life or death situation based on being isolated or abandoned. Another, and we call that, the brain will respond to and create a parasympathetic dominance position in terms of what's known as the autonomic nervous system, or another way to say it is a freeze response. It's connected to a freeze response, and the way it manifests itself is if somebody gets into an argument, a bit of an argument, say, with somebody else that they're emotionally, especially if it's someone else they're emotionally connected to, the first thing they do is lose their ability to discuss the issue. So that's on one side. On the other side, we see basically something that, so one side, the organism sees that it's too isolated, and the other side sees that the organism sees that it's too infringed upon. So one side's isolation and abandonment, parasympathetic, the other side's infringement, and that's sympathetic. There the brain goes into a consistency of fight-flight. So as we work with 146 people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, we're looking at those men and women, and for the most part, those organisms and that brain was seen as being infringed on. And so those brains are pretty much in fight-flight, and they are, so of the 146 we've seen, are sympathetic dominant.
That's incredible that you can look back in time. Can you say, like, at 5-year-old, this guy was deserted by his mother, and you can see that?
Well, we'll be able to tell you something like that to that degree in probably another year or 2 years, because we need more data to do that. We have 10,000 patterns now, and we'll need some more data. But what we can see is this. We can see patterns indicated for someone who has a problem from minus 3 months up to a year, and then from about a year to puberty, and then from there we can see it based on the recent past, the last 3 years, or say the last 6 to 10 years.
And how do you get this data?
We take assessments of brainwave patterns by placing, if you will, they're like little video, functional video viewers. They're called electrodes, but they have nothing to do with any electricity or electroshock therapy or anything like that. They're more viewers for brain function. And we've developed those. Those viewers have a small computer chip in them. And they then go into a computer, and as the client goes through a series of steps, we view the brain as the client does that. And then we compare that data from one lobe to another lobe, and from one area of the brain to another area of the brain.
So this is a piece of equipment and a technique.
Yes, it's a technology which includes hardware and software, right.
Okay, I love the intro to your book. I'm going to just read a bit of it. It says, to Peter Gerdes, who walked this walk with me, and to Brain State staff who were asked to accept a cut in pay and work more hours and did it because of the love they share for a greater good. That's awesome that this is such a... just a love for the people who are working with you to bring this to the planet.
We see it that way. Our mission statement is two words, help people. So we try to figure out every day how best to do that. And basically we've found the best way we can do it is that we're very good at building technology, and we're very good at building technology now to start to assess and train imbalanced brains.
Okay, one of the things that I saw on your website, which is Brain State Tech, BrainStateTech.com. I know you know that. I'm telling that to our audience.
Yeah, thank you.
I saw on there somebody looking or holding something like a joystick. What's that about? Or is that the prison bars?
it could be. There isn't anything anyone holds. They sit in a basically sit in a zero gravity chair. The electrodes or viewers are placed on their scalp in various places, and then that's all there is to it, except for as we start training the brain, then they're given headphones. Because we change brainwave energy into sound energy in certain ways and then pass that back to the person, as well as showing them something on a computer screen at times.
So how do people get in touch with you to have this done?
Well, they can look at our website, as you mentioned, brainstatetech.com, and look at the office locations we have. We currently have 136 offices in 18 countries around the world. And then all of those offices, each of those offices license the technology from us, so that some of them are physicians, some are psychotherapists, some are substance abuse counselors, and then some are spiritual leaders of various kinds, and some are people who've dedicated their life to try to help other people because they have seen the power of the technology for themselves or for somebody that's close to them.
Okay, I want to come back to that, but I know the answer to this. I want to have you let the audience know. Is this book a brain training book? Is it a technical book? Is it a how-to book? Is it a philosophical book?
It's somewhat a book of case histories to bring some new information to us in the world to allow us to understand that many of the problems we face may not be due to what we thought they were due to. And some problems, in fact, that we face can be due completely to circumstances that are beyond our control. Those circumstances could be something such as an automobile collision that the mother was in during pregnancy. It could be a blow on the head when the person was only in grade school. It could be an automobile accident somebody was in that was low impact. For instance, we've seen people who had problems with dizziness, had problems with focus and concentration for 10 years after a very low-impact automobile accident, 10 miles per hour or less. And MRIs were taken, x-rays were taken, various tests were done, and the person was made to feel that they were crazy. But the fact is, when we looked at those brain patterns, they didn't have to tell us anything about that automobile accident, and we asked them, was there a blow to the right back of your head, you know, in the last 6 to 10 years? And then the person would just simply cry. You know, finally somebody can say they see this, because they were made to feel as if they were crazy. But the beauty of all of it is, generally, if we can see it, we can train it. And so for 85 to 90% of those cases, that problem will be alleviated when the brain is balanced.
So is this like an emotional release technique?
No, it is not.
Okay, I'm going to have you walk me through it. I'm a client. One, how do I find you? And two, what happens when I do find you?
First, you have a reason for finding us. Let me start there. And your reason could be one of personal need or personal desire. Personal need may be because you have sleep issues or psychological issues such as stress, depression, anxiety, or it may be because you have physical issues, pain management issues, ongoing dizziness, tinnitus, restless leg, high blood pressure, a number of other physical issues, and you couldn't get any of those solved. Another area, though, if you would desire us, it might be because you want to improve your golf game, or you might be a professional athlete wanting to increase your free throw percentage or your pass reception or your batting average or your swim capability. So there are many reasons why people come to us. When they in fact come to us, the first thing they do is contact an office and make an appointment. The first appointment includes an assessment. where
your website, how, where to find people?
Yes, on the website, you can look at under office locations and find people from there, that people that are closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those offices will do the same thing. They will do an assessment on the clients of their clients, and those assessments will show the brain patterns for those clients, and it will show for that particular person how best to train or balance that brain. And then the computer is given protocol for that individual. The protocol means which lobes of the brain need to be balanced, especially in conjunction with each other, and for those lobes, which frequencies best need to be balanced. And so when that information from the assessment is produced, the client returns for training sessions. And during those training sessions, most of our offices put together packages of 10 training sessions. They're about an hour and a half to 2 hours in length. And the charges for that vary from office to office. I think probably the very low end of the office, or the low end of the charges, and across the United States at least, would be someplace in the $1,200 to $1,400 range, and the upper end would be in the $3,800 to $4,000 range.
For the 10 sessions?
Yes. So it would be about, say, in the neighborhood of $85 an office hour to $170 an office hour, depending on location, which is very similar to what you would pay for a lot of other, you know, modalities, say psychotherapy, for example.
So they'd come in and you'd hook their electrodes up to their brain, go to a computer. Does that give out a report?
It gives out a report to the trainer, and the client has an opportunity of actually seeing the brainwave pattern too. Then the once the assessment produces the protocol to train the brain, the client comes back in for sessions, and the trainer then can graph how those sessions are being accomplished each time. So the client can see an ongoing graph of how well they're doing in each area. But the truth is, they don't need it for most of our clients. For example, if you have restless leg, you know if you don't have it anymore. If you have high blood pressure, you can measure that. If you have depression, you know it. If you have anxiety, you know that. You know, there's most of the things that we see, people already know, but we can also show them, because we're talking about how to look at a brain and measure it. This is not a matter of speculation in a psychosocial arena or spiritual arena only. It's a matter of scientific investigation of how the brain is functioning, and that's measurable.
Well, do you put something back into their brain or talk to them?
Neither one.
Okay.
Instead, one of the first laws of quantum physics is based on what's called the double slit theory. Are you familiar with it?
No.
Okay. Everyone already knows this theory and already knows the truth of it, and let me explain. Every one of us on the planet have been at some point in time somewhere where we felt that someone was looking at us, and we turned around and we saw somebody looking at us. In other words, observation changes that which is observed. The double slit theory of quantum physics proves this, that when you observe things, you change them. So when I needed to have my brain brought back into balance based on a post-traumatic stress situation that I had been in for 8 years previous, I finally got to the point of not having success. I thought, well, at least I could observe it. I could observe my own brain. I could observe it first when I was really not feeling well and very anxious, and I could observe it when I was feeling very well, you know, pretty comfortable. And so I did. And they were tremendously different patterns. So what I did was, when I wasn't feeling so well, I would eliminate the pattern of not feeling well, except for the areas that were dominant when I was feeling well. Does that make sense?
No, let me see if I understand. You take a picture of what's going on in your brain, it's on the screen, you got a picture of it when you're not well, and then you got another picture at another time when you are well.
Uh-huh. That's what I did initially. Okay.
So you go back and look at the picture where you were well?
Now, so what I needed to do was produce a method to show the brain, my brain functioning in a state that was good instead of one that was dysfunctional. And the way that we did that was to view it with those electrodes I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
On the scalp, we could view the brain pattern, and we show that brain pattern back to the client by translating the pattern that is most healthy into sound and playing that back to the client.
Okay. This sounds very similar to another guy's work out of California. I'll think of his name in a minute. He does kind of the same thing. Can't be this sophisticated, though. I have a thousand questions, but go on with what the session's going to be like.
So what we do effectively now is, you know, if somebody's a golfer, let's say,
mm-hmm.
they will sometimes, in order to improve their golf swing, they'll have a video made of them hitting the golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they look at that video, they can say, oh, look at that. I have a bad slice here, and my wrist moved in a certain way at the top of my swing, and that's what caused it. So based on that information, they can correct that. Well, based on the same information, the brain can correct itself. I can't correct it because it's a network, but the brain can correct itself, and it does. And so all I need to do is show it itself in more of an optimized state.
So do you send them back their own brain waves, or is this a...
Yes, we send them back their own brain waves.
Do you...
And it's within usually a quarter of a second.
Do you separate the mind and the brain? I mean, can you do
Definitely. So what we see as the brain... So my hypothesis was, and continues to be, that the brain itself is more of a network. Allopathic medicine and the network produces a function. So the brain is a functional computing network. Allopathic medicine will see this function based on chemistry, or this pattern based on chemistry, and I will see this pattern based on function.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we look at it from two different ways. The truth probably will come out in the future, and it's a combination. But currently, I'm holding strong on my functional side because I'm a small voice in the world. When we look at this brain pattern, and we look at it based on a functional analysis, we understand that what we have to do is get the network functioning right before a value system can be placed and achieved from the information the brain was processing. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you have a piece of software on your computer, which is maybe Microsoft Excel, where you can put numbers in representing your, something we're going to all be working on soon, or if we're not, your taxes for last year. And so if the Microsoft Excel is the program, but if it doesn't add up correctly, then the value that you can place on that result is inappropriate. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The value we can place on certain results, if our brain's not working appropriately, is also inappropriate. So we can value something as being completely hopeless if we're depressed, and we can give up completely. Are we completely hopeless? No. But if our brain pattern gives us that information, then the mind, which is going to place the value on it, has a difficult time discerning real value.
So you, when somebody's down, and you've already measured that pattern, then you take a pattern when they were up and feed it back to them and change
No, we don't have to take a pattern when they're up.
Okay.
We can only see, we only need now to see how they are, current state. And we know by mathematical algorithm how far off that balance is.
So is it a form of entrainment?
No, it's not entrainment.
Mm.
Definitely not entrainment. Entrainment has to do, really, in the world of sound, by having a vibration or a frequency in one ear that's different than a frequency in the other ear, and trying to get the brain to resonate to the difference between those two frequencies. And that is definitely not what we're trying to do. We're trying to look at brain imbalances and determine where we need to see or have the brain look at itself in a balanced way, and that's the, and we use sound and we use graphics to do that, but mostly sound.
What kind of changes do people see?
Well, in the book, Limitless You, one of the people that we talk about by name, because he asked to be referred to by name and so does his mom, is a young man by the name of Justin. And Justin came to us, and he was born with the cord wrapped around his neck multiple times, and his body didn't develop very well because of that. Because, you know, the brain said, its job is, as a network, is to keep the organism alive. And it does a tremendous job of that. So it noted that his oxygen was insufficient, and so it didn't develop everything fully in order to keep him alive. But in not developing everything fully, Justin was unable to see. He couldn't control his eyes at all. He was able to hear well, and his mother, over 23 years, had taught him to speak. But he was tremendously frustrated, and so he was having a lot of anger management issues. And the lower part of his body he couldn't use the lower extremities very well. So when we saw Justin, which was about 2 years ago now, that was the state he was in. He was in a wheelchair, but he was very angry, and he was also unable to see. When we looked at Justin's brain patterns and understand the brain has tremendous capability that we're not using, when we looked at his brain patterns, we saw a lot of imbalance. And as we helped that brain to see itself in a balanced state, it moved towards that balanced state. And all at once, Justin was able to control his lower extremities. So he was able to start trying to walk with a walker. He was also able to control his eyes, so he could now see and gain just about a 20/20 ability. And his depression, anxiety went away, so he's a happy camper.
Sounds incredible.
Well, I mean, it isn't really when we think about it. We're made to heal ourselves, and all we need is a way to do it.
Yes, I agree. wholeheartedly. We would like to give the numbers if people would like to ask some questions. The call-in numbers here, 877-876-5227. Toll-free, 888-815-9756. Or you can call BBS Radio direct at 530-876-3222. And yes, for those people who like to write and ask their questions, and we already have some coming in from our regular listeners, radio@vocalprofiling.com. Okay, so we have this amazing turnaround by looking at the brain, seeing what's not there, giving it to them, and the body, the brain sort of resets itself?
Yes.
Okay.
It's as if you picked up a table and were holding it up on one side, so things were kind of falling off of it. And what we help the brain do is reestablish a homeostasis, or a relatively speaking, a leveling. And then you can set it and use it appropriately.
And one of our listeners just sent in the name of this other brain technology that we have talked about before. His name is Don Estes. Are you familiar with that?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. So is it similar to what he does?
It's similar. I think it's not the same at all, but certainly it's similar. And we're going to see a great number of these kinds of technologies, I think, come up and be developed over the next number of years, because we're starting to understand more and more how, in fact, important the brain is in everything we do.
I want to ask a strange question, and then I want to continue this kind of conversation because I think it's great for the listeners. But the mind is to brain. Where's the crossover from the mechanics to the intention input? I don't even know how to ask this question.
I think that the mind is that which puts value on the information that's processed. And the information processor is the brain.
Somebody just asked the question for me. It just came in. Where does consciousness come from in relationship to the brain? That's a lot better way to put it.
Well, let me say that if the brain is really very imbalanced, then it's very difficult to think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Your information simply won't be processed appropriately.
Well, you talk a lot in the book about somebody not even looking at the symptoms or not paying attention to the symptoms. You just balance the brain and the symptoms go away.
Correct. We don't deal with symptoms, or we don't deal with diagnosis. We only deal with the balance.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to get the network to function. We're not trying to feed anything into the brain. So, like Don Estes is doing, we're not worried about harmonics or, you know, we're only trying to get the brain to reach more of a place of homeostasis so it can optimize itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and somebody like Justin. There was one session where he now can get his eyes working and his limbs. About how many sessions would it take for something like that?
We never know. It's totally dependent on the person. Justin became much more functional in about 3 sessions because his ability to, his anger management problems disappeared. And haven't returned, and that's almost two years now. However, his vision, I don't think it really started coming back till he had about 7 sessions. And his use of skeletal muscular lower extremity stuff, that was probably about 15 sessions. Now, Justin's probably had a total of 60 or 70 sessions, but understand that he was 23 years, okay, in a very difficult situation.
Do you do things with ADD?
Well, yeah, attention deficit and you know, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorders are relatively straightforward. But certainly we have a lot of people that where that's part of the problem that they're trying to solve.
Do you take into consideration any of the physical things like damage from vaccinations or poor digestion, or the brain just sort of evens that all out and it goes away?
Well, let's take a look at some of the things that you just mentioned in terms of what we know, in terms of what medical science knows. Medical science knows that when the autonomic nervous system is off, that there will be various ramifications of that. For instance, if the parasympathetic system, which is the freeze response, or as I tend to think of it, more of a brake in a car, if the parasympathetic system is too dominant, and so the brake is on too much, then what happens is that the person has different kinds of physical problems that manifest. One of those physical problems has to do with digestion, because the parasympathetic system is setting the body up to freeze. So, you know, digestion isn't something that is required, right?
Mm-hmm.
A sympathetic system dominance, on the other hand, would mean that, you know, you were in a fight or flight state and blood is pumping too fast, your heart rate's too fast, and so naturally for those people we see, generally speaking, problems with high blood pressure and or cardiovascular issues. We also see problems with digestion, but we see it with digestion on the other side. It's freezing or constricted on the parasympathetic side, and it's too free on the sympathetic side.
So we've gone this is good. We've gone through what it's like to be a client. Can you do it from the other side? Let's say, I want to talk about training. We have about 10 minutes left. I want to talk about training and what it's like for the provider, the practitioner of this, to have a client come to them. What's the training like? What's it cost? How long does it take?
We train our providers, but the first thing we do with our providers is we make sure that they have an experience of brain state conditioning, and we ask that they get an assessment in at least 3 sessions so that we can see how their brain patterns appear and how they respond to the training themselves. That's first. When we get that information, then they schedule a time when they can come to our class in Scottsdale, Arizona, and that class is 3 weeks long. And after that class, when they take their equipment in and go back to set up their office, we then also go with them in an online way. So we continue to support them for the next year, both with case management support and with technical support. That's a very important piece of it because, you know, we're all dealing with something relatively new, but we're dealing with what we know about the most complicated system in the universe, which happens to be our brain. And because we collect data from each of our trainers every night in our computer system here, and then we parse through that data every night, we are finding new patterns and we're honing and making our protocol better and better every week. So that as soon as we get new protocol and it's tested, we're pushing all of that out, all of that new software out each night to our licensees all over the world.
And how much does a 3-week course cost?
Well, what we do is we license the technology, and for the initial license, it varies depending on what kind of an office the person wants to set up. They might want to have one chair, they might want to have multiple chairs. And so it just varies a lot based on what the person wants to do. I think the range that we would probably look at would be someplace in the neighborhood of, say, $40,000 to probably $70,000, in that range. And that would include everything in the office. The person would receive computing hardware and software, and they would receive the furniture for the client, and they would receive the furniture for even themselves, because we've measured everything so that everything is made as efficient and as possible. And so we provide everything with that license fee.
Even their computer?
Everything, yes.
Okay,
hardware, all the hardware aspects, the amplifiers, the electrodes, the supplies that people need, even the types of bottles that they need to use with those supplies. Because, again, we've measured everything, and everything is very practical and efficient.
So the sounds you give back to people come through a speaker?
No, they come through headphones.
Okay. So somebody comes, and it's probably a combination of lecture, practicum kind of thing, 3 weeks?
It is indeed a combination of lecture and practicum, right. And they start training people in about a week and a half. That's supervised, and we have people that generally can't afford it come to our education center to be clients.
That's a good idea. Practice on them. Do you need to be a healthcare provider to take the course? Is there some kind of stipulation?
No, you don't need to be a healthcare provider. We do have healthcare providers, and we do have, you know, as I said, substance abuse counselors. We have probably 1,200 of our clients of the 10,000 we currently have or have been dealing with addiction.
Which fits right into a question that just came in. So we'll talk about that a bit. With your equipment available, why is there such a dependency on drugs to regulate the brain?
Well, understand that this is new technology, and we're just on the threshold of some incredibly exciting stuff. But we've all done the best we could, you know? I mean, that's the truth. We have. We've done the best we could. And in doing that, we have become very dependent on allopathic medicine giving us a prescription. And unfortunately, that dependence includes our own lack of responsibility for our well-being, as well as the way the ball has been moving to become more and more, you know, prescription dependent.
Well,
and so there's two aspects of it. And currently, for example, I think there's about 200 million psychotropic prescriptions written every year. 200 million.
Wow.
To give you some idea, a recent magazine called Recovery Living has done an article on us, and in doing an article on us, they found a country western singer. Her name's Wynonna Judd. I'm sure you've heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she has an article in that magazine where she says she was on 5 psychotropic drugs before coming to Brain State. And because of that, wasn't able to function very fully. Now, after getting off of those meds and training her brain, she's just cut a new CD that's going to be out here in another month or so. She did a Christmas tour, concert tour that she hadn't done anything like that in the past. And her voice range has increased. She did a Christmas concert that I was able to go to Nashville to see for the Armed Forces. it was taped and, you know, sent back to the armed forces around the world. That was so powerful that I didn't see any dry eyes in the house. And they were all soldiers, you know, very tough kind of guys and their families too. But she's just absolutely dynamite now, just dynamite. And I'm so proud to even know her. But the fact is, she was just doing the best she could. And in doing that, ended up on 5 different psychotropic medications.
Recovery Living is the magazine? What month?
Recovery, it's a brand new magazine, and it's coming out in February.
February. We only have about 3 minutes left. I have 2 really interesting questions that came in.
Okay, I'll try quickly.
Is it our mind or our brain that makes us sick?
I think it's our brain.
Okay. But does the mind have any control over the brain?
I think it has limited control, but once the imbalance is too great, it loses its ability to control it. It gets bad information. It can't discern right from wrong.
Okay, this one, I'm going to try to cut it down because there's a lot of information here. I'm a runner. I often get in the zone. I wouldn't pass that up for anything. Is this similar to what you do?
You can get in the zone without all the effort and increase your abilities greatly. We had Ironman competitor who took 25% off his time.
Wow. There's lots and lots of other questions here, but I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with you, how they can get information about your training, how they can become a client.
If you go to brainstatetechnologies.com, it's BRAINSTATETECH.com, you'll see on our website that we have areas for licensing. We also have areas for becoming client information. We have offices near you, and we also have an area on there called videos. And if you look at that area, you'll see a video of a number of different people, and you'll see some news videos of soldiers and others who, and so you can see some actual training done.
Okay. Well, the book is called Limitless You, The Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Brain. It is available March 13th. Is that when it's coming out?
It is available generally to the public on March 13th. I think stores and Amazon will have it. It actually sold out the first printing, and they're into now the third printing. You can order the book from Namaste, their website. That's the publisher. Or you can order it from us. We have a few hundred copies available until the next printing is done.
The pre-order price at Amazon is pretty incredible, $16.47. That's from the list price, $24.95. This is a great book. I think it illustrates a lot for us as humans and what we can really do. And one of the things I found most interesting about your book is that it offers hope.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us today and share your book. Thank you, audience, for being with us. Please tune in Thursday, Vocal Profiling Live on Station 2 on BBS Radio. We will be streaming then. You can watch us live. And until then...